From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Senate Republicans are pushing hard for speedy approval of the $87 billion President Bush wants for Iraq and Afghanistan. A bill for that money was put on a fast track in the Senate Appropriations Committee today over objections from Democrats. But some GOP senators also appeared queasy about sticking taxpayers with the $20 billion tab for Iraqi reconstruction aid. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As he gaveled the Appropriations Committee to order, GOP Chairman Ted Stevens told panel members the full $87 billion the president's requested is needed urgently to hasten the day when U.S. troops can come home.
I believe we all should recognize that our forces achieved a decisive military victory. The question is should we move as rapidly to realize a political victory?
But the committee's top Democrat, Robert Byrd of West Virginia, rejected the argument that the money is for a political victory. Congress is, in fact, he said, facing the harsh consequences of inadequate planning for Iraq.
President Bush took us to war without the world's support and without a clear plan, and Congress is being asked to sign off on a massive cleanup effort for the mess that has been created.
Byrd proposed to split the funding request into two bills, one for the $66 billion the president seeks for U.S. military operations, which has broad support, and the other for some $21 billion for reconstruction, which is being widely questioned. Committee Republicans such as New Mexico's Pete Domenici argued that the reconstruction money is needed just as much as the military funding is. Domenici said panel members should ask U.S. troops in Iraq how they view the need for reconstruction money.
Since we all purport to be on their side, what do you want? And I'll bet you they would say, help build Iraq. And I'll bet you they would say, help build Iraq just as much as they would say, fix the wheels on our trucks.
In a straight party line vote, the panel rejected Byrd's proposal to consider the military and reconstruction money separately. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan then proposed that the Iraqis fund their own reconstruction by seeking loans abroad with future oil revenues as collateral.
I am not suggesting that we in any way use Iraqi oil for ourselves. I'm suggesting that Iraq use Iraq oil to reconstruct the country of Iraq. And I'm suggesting that be done rather than asking the American taxpayer to bear the burden of that reconstruction.
Some Republicans said they doubted anyone would be willing to lend money to a country that doesn't even have its own government. But Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, who's up for re-election next year, said it made sense to ask a country with the world's second largest oil reserves to foot the bill for rebuilding.
We oughtn't to be too fast to grant, give away $20 billion if we can find some way not to. And I think it could be done in a very honorable way using these funds for the people of Iraq. They ought to pay, no reason they shouldn't pay for the reconstruction of their own country.
Chairman Stevens delayed a vote on Dorgan's loan proposal, but promised there would be a vote when the bill gets to the full Senate. He said more than a dozen senators from both parties have approached him about using future oil revenues in Iraq to pay for at least part of the reconstruction costs. Meanwhile, several members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council lobbied lawmakers here today to keep reconstruction aid in the form of a grant. Council Chairman Ahmed Shalabi spoke outside the Senate chamber.
The loan would be an added burden on the Iraqi people as they're reconstructing, and it would also show that the United States was less than sincere on the issue of freedom.
The Senate's Democratic leader, Tom Daschle, said the council members complained they had not even been consulted about what would go into the $20 billion aid plan.
They were shown the package as it's now being presented to the Congress without an opportunity for any input. I think that's very disappointing. We asked them directly, would you vote for it in your council? And they said no, not in its current form.
A feisty and full-throated debate on the $87 billion bill is expected to occupy the full Senate for the rest of the week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.